Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. We welcome him into our temple, glory to God, into our presence, and we want to be a vessel that can change the atmosphere for Jesus Christ, to live a life that he is glorified in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive us for every offense against your word, that we may find ourselves on this road, on this journey, glory to God, traveling, glory, on the straight and narrow, to give you glory, give you the praise. God, help us in our shortcomings, and forgive us for any sin or transgression. God, help us to know even peace in you, as well as the joy of the Lord being our strength is weapons. You said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. We know that we have a satanic force of the evil one, the liar, glory to God, that's always trying to trip us up and steal from us. According to John 10:10, Jesus said the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give us life and life more abundantly, and we want to have life in him. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, seeking first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Everything else shall be added. You are God, glory to God, greater than anything, anybody, any God or whatever, because you are the true and living God. Glory to God, the God that saves, delivers, heals, set free. Glory to God, you are the creator that make things out of nothing to make it into something. You are so marvelous, so wonderful. Thank you for your love, that you love us so much. Glory to God, while we were yet in darkness, while we were yet sinners, you died for the ungodly. And even after we've been given our life to you, you said, glory to God, you are even our advocate. So if we do make a mistake, or if we do fall in error, we fall in sin, we can run to the rock that's higher than us, according to 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What a mighty God we serve. God can, he can move mountains, he can take us around him, stop the wind from blowing, stop the thunder from rolling, he can do it, no other God can, he can move mountains, he can take us around him, stop the wind from blowing, stop the thunder from rolling. He can do it, no other God can. God met the woman at the well one day, and he told her everything she's done. He touched her soul, oh, he made her whole, and from her heart she cried, God can. He can move mountains, he can take us around him, stop the wind from blowing, stop the thunder from rolling, he can do it, no other God can. God met the woman at the well one day, and he told her everything she's done. She touched her soul, oh, he made her whole, and from her heart she cried, God can, he can move mountains, he can take us around him, stop the wind from blowing, stop the thunder from rolling, he can make, who can do what no other God can, he can do what no other God can, he can do what no other God can. Oh, glory to God, we can just believe that. All things are possible through Christ Jesus. We can do nothing without him, but we can do all things through him. Praise God. We don't want to be a ship out there on the ocean without a sail, but we want to be anchored in Jesus, and we want to let him be not our co-pilot, but our pilot. Let him do the leading and guiding, because if we do, glory to God, we're going to end up in destruction, because the word of God says there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but that way lead to destruction. We thank God for the word that even came forth last night at the three young ladies, glory to God, the prophetess and the evangelist, all glory to God about the consequences versus blessings, the do's and the don'ts, glory to God, and hearing God, being able to have faith in him, and also being obedient. Those are key things to live our life daily as we continue to surrender our lives over to the Lord and deny discretion. Glory to God. Let the Spirit of the Lord have free run, pick up our cross, and follow Jesus. Oh, we can't do it on a part-time basis because, glory to God, they're going to know that we're His disciples by the love we have for one another. It's too much busybody, dissension, and confusion, and chaos, and sowing discord in the body. So how in the world they're going to really see the light? We get so caught up in prestige and power struggles and foolishness and whatever like this and dropping names and trying to get a name for ourselves. Oh, we're missing God because there's only one superstar, and that's Jesus Christ. Morning glory. Thank God for His glory. Thank God, hallelujah, for that mercy and that grace. Thank God, hallelujah, for the favor. Thank God for the anointing that destroys yoke. Thank God for the power of forgiveness. For Jesus loves us so much. Oh, glory to God. And our Father, glory, I love Him so much. He glory to God, sacrificed the Son. And the Son loved us so much, He gave the ultimate sacrifice, His life, His blood, on our behalf. Oh, thank God He's raised up from the dead. Glory to God by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, sitting up, glory to God, in heaven, making intercessions on our behalf. Oh, so many roadblocks He put out there to keep us from being on this road of destruction. But we got to make the choice who we're going to live for. Hallelujah. The day you hear His voice, He said, harden not your heart. So whatever time that is, not only just for receiving salvation, on our daily walk with Him, not to harden our hearts, but to hear Him and obey Him. Oh, what a mighty God. Awesome is He. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where He's brought me from. Look where He's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where He's brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Lord, I love you. I appreciate you. I adore you. I glorify your name. You are worthy of the praise. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I don't know why Jesus came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults and He saw my need. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I don't know why Jesus came to love me so. He looked beyond every one of my faults, every one of your faults, every one of our faults, and He saw our need. Praise the Lord. He knows what we have need of before we even ask. And many times He answered before we even called. What a mighty God we serve. As we continue to light in Him, His will becoming our will. Our will becoming His will, rather. We bless the Lord. as we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, we pray, glory to God, that he be manifested in our lives and more. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. I guess you can probably tell by now, traveling, trying to get back where we got to the residence. But in the meantime, we glorify God because I refuse to let anything stop us. Glory to God for giving God his glory and his praise. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're going to glorify the Lord right now and open the line to, looks like it might be, Pastor Hubbard on Healy on the phone. Praise the Lord. We open the line now for her to pray in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Evidently, I looked at the wrong number. Bless the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Is that Mother Alexander?
Hello.
Praise the Lord. Is that Mother Willette?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then you go ahead and open up in prayer then.
Oh, okay.
I'm not getting, while I'm traveling, I couldn't see the number that well. I try to keep my eyes on the road. So go ahead and pray.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence this evening. We are in appreciation and thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us. Lord God, for being God Almighty, the Lord God, all-resting one. We thank you, Lord God, for being El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful. Lord God, we appreciate you. Much for another day's journey. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you've already provided that which we need, Lord God, for life and godliness. Thank you so much, Lord God, for watching out for us. We pray, Lord God, as Pastor Hubbard and Lord God, those that may be with her, Lord God, have safe travels back home in Christ Jesus' name. We pray your angels be in camp about them to keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, and we cancel every distraction right now, everything that's trying to get in the way of your divine plan. But, Father, we just want to appreciate you and thank you so much. You are so good in spite of everything that's going on. We thank you that you are yet on the throne. Hallelujah. That you are yet, hallelujah, the I am that I am. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you give us, hallelujah, purpose, Lord God, for being here. Not just to occupy space, Lord God, but to, Lord God, be effective in the earth today and to be the light and the salt that we need to be. We thank you for the power of your word. Thank you, Lord God, for the messengers that was on the line on last evening and shared the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you for those being on one accord, Lord God, consequences versus blessings in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for using those young ladies, Lord God, to speak a word to help us to understand it's time to hear from you. Hallelujah. El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of God has to say to the body of Christ, to America, to nations everywhere. We pray, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for people of God, servants of God, your ambassadors, your servants in the earth today that represent Christ, hallelujah, in the earth on today. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us, Lord God, authority to say something about these situations. We thank you, Lord God, that you allow us, hallelujah, to be here for such a time as this, Lord God, a time where people need a reason to continue to hope and to hope in thee, O Lord God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Lord God, that you reveal, hallelujah, to the hearts of man that, yes, I love you. Yes, I am here for you. Yes, hallelujah. Lord God, I will help you in your distress, in your trouble. Hallelujah, through your situations. Yes, there may be pestilence on the land, but it's only there for a season. Glory be to God. For your word teaches, Lord God, that there's a time and a purpose for everything under the sea, under the sun, Lord God. And we pray, O Lord God, hallelujah, your will, as the scripture teach, our Father God, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Lord God, your kingdom, what kingdom? The kingdom of God, the kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Your will be done, your will, Heavenly Father, not my will, not mankind's will, and certainly not the enemy's will. Your will be done in us, in earth, everywhere, as your will is done in heaven. Father, we appreciate you. We thank you, Father God, as we pray the prayer of faith. We have an ear to hear what thus saith the Lord, what you have to say, Heavenly Father. And it is time, hallelujah, for man to turn out of darkness, turn out of immorality, turn out and away from everything that's not like you, and to turn to the light, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time, Lord God, hallelujah, to shake off everything that's not like you in the name of Jesus and come, hallelujah, come to the table and dine with you, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the power of your word. You always give us hope, Lord God. So many, Lord God, lost loved ones. We pray for Sister McCormick, Lord God, and the loss of her sister and so many more that's even on this line that's lost loved ones, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God, and we pray, O Lord God, for those, Lord God, that we know of that have notified us and let us know that they have lost relatives, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God. There's a Harris family we're lifting up to you right now in that name that's above every name. We're praying, Lord God, that you, Lord God, your love, hallelujah, will encamp about those, Lord God, that are grieving right now. We pray, O Lord God, that if that person left here and they were in Christ, hallelujah, let that be a comfort to that family member, to that loved one. Hallelujah, to that friend. Let them know, Lord God, as long as they left here, hallelujah, and they were in Christ, they had relationship. Hallelujah, genuine relationship, Lord God. Hallelujah, with you, Lord God. When they're absent from the body, they are open their eyes in paradise. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. So we pray that that will be a comfort to them. We pray, O Lord God, hallelujah, for the unrest that's taking place in Ukraine. We pray, O God, hallelujah, against the wickedness of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We lift up, Lord God, our president and the president's staff and cabinet in the name of Jesus. We pray for our leaders, Lord God. They need help on making decisions that's going to be good for all mankind in the name of Jesus. God, have mercy upon our president this evening. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you order his steps, that you govern, Lord God, his footsteps in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, that he would consult with wise counsel. Counsel, Lord God, that know how to get in touch with you. And, Lord God, we thank you that you've taught us that we should pray for those in positions of authority, those in leadership, Lord God, roles. We pray for even the body of Christ, especially those, Lord God, that are in leadership in the body of Christ. We pray for every servant, every member, every person, Lord God, in the household of faith. We pray for their families, Lord God, those loved ones, Lord God, that are not yet where they ought to be. Lord God, help people to realize it's time to reset. It's time to make a change in their life. God, you love us so much that you give us a mind to make a decision. We can choose good or we can choose evil. And God, from what I understand from the messages last night, there are consequences. If you choose, you get good consequences if you make good decisions, but you get bad consequences if you make bad decisions. So I pray that people will decide, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they want good consequences in their life. But God, in the meantime, we're going to pray and intercede, Lord God, according to your help in the Holy Ghost. We pray for those, Lord God, hallelujah, that may have been strung out on in some type of sin, maybe be some stronghold, some addiction. And we pray right now in Christ Jesus' name that the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will be released, hallelujah, as we pray the prayer of faith, glory be to God. The sword of the Spirit, which is your word, which is anointed and powerful, hallelujah, glory be to God, to go forth, hallelujah, for those lives, Lord God, that's strung out on some addiction or some stronghold or some sin or some sickness, some disease, some virus. We pray right now that the sword of the Spirit be released, hallelujah, and Lord God, touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. If there's any addiction, any stronghold, evil spirit that's trying to attach itself to them, we pray the sword of the Spirit will loose them, Lord God. Set them free, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have mercy. We pray for those, Lord God, who have eye conditions tonight, who may have, Lord God, kidney stones or gallstones, and they're scheduled for surgeries. We lift them up. We pray, oh God, against these diseases, cancer, Lord God, lupus, blood disorders, in the name of Jesus, kidney problems, Lord God, heart trouble, in the name of Jesus. We understand that a young lady, only 42 years old, just dropped dead, Lord God, perhaps from a heart attack. So we pray against these aneurysms, heart attacks, strokes, in the name of Jesus, whatever it is, Lord God, that's trying to get in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives, we pray that it is rendered null and void. We pray for divine deliverance. Thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us liberty and freedom from all of this stuff, Lord God, that's trying to get in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. You love us. Yes, you do. You care about us. Yes, you do. You are concerned about us. Yes, you do. That's why you say that we should cast our cares. You don't want us even having any anxiety over anything, any fear, any worry. No, you do not. You want us to lean and depend on you, to trust in you with all of our hearts. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the power of your word. Hallelujah. You said, be not. Hallelujah. You said, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. Hallelujah. For I am your God. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with the righteousness of my right hand. Father God, I thank you so much for your loving kindness. I pray, oh Lord God, against incontinence. I pray against, Lord God, circulation disorders. I pray against blood clots, whatever it is, Lord God, that's trying to interfere, Lord God. And we pray in Christ Jesus' name that this pestilence that's on the earth, Lord God, we pray that soon and very soon it shall be a thing of the past. Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, have mercy this evening. Father, we love you so much. We thank you. Jesus, thank you for being sitting right there at the right hand of the Father, hallelujah, seeing and gazing upon your people right now, hallelujah, with loving kindness and tender mercies and interceding for us. Lord God, we pray for your divine Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to govern our lives in the name of Jesus. We pray that your Holy Spirit to help us, Lord God, those that have been affected by this virus. Thank you, Lord God, you're doing a brand new thing right now. You're not allowing this virus to consume and destroy as many people as it was in the first, and when it first started out. Thank you, Lord God, for the understanding you've given the doctors, Lord God, those in the health care and medical fields. We pray for them right now, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, those, Lord God, hallelujah, that you strengthen those that are on duty, that have been on duty since this thing started, trying to help others. We pray favor in those lives, Lord God, because we understand if a person has to go to the hospital, it's not there. They're not there because they want to be out there in the sun relaxing. They going there because they need help, glory be to God. We pray for those that are caretakers everywhere. We pray for those that are distressed and those that are oppressed, Lord God. We pray that they are released, Lord God, from this condition. We pray for those that are, Lord God, suffering with mind disorders. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, the sword of the Spirit, release in them, Lord God, a good sound mind. You haven't given us that spirit of fear. Therefore, we're not going to fear because you have not given it to us. And God, we bind it up and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. God, touch your people on this evening. Touch those that we love and those that we are concerned about. And yes, we bind up that demon of obesity. Yes, the devil is trying to find a new way to destroy lives, and we plead the blood of Jesus against the devil and all of his cohorts in Christ Jesus' name. We cancel every scheme, every plot, every trap that the enemy is trying to, Lord God, do to try to interfere with what you're doing in the earth today. Thank you, Lord God, that your plan shall come to pass. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for blessing your people on tonight, protecting each one of us in the name of Jesus, keeping us. And thank you, Lord God, there's a day coming, Lord God, when you're going to separate the sheep from the goat. So we pray for prepared hearts, just as John the Baptist preached. Hallelujah. Get your heart together. Get your heart right. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming back. So we need to be ready. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on mankind everywhere. Father, we thank you right now. We bless you right now. We praise you. We pray your Holy Spirit will continue to intercede on our behalf. We honor you. We worship you. We praise you. And God, we thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for every message that you give us, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that just like the young lady preached, praise God. It's time to hear God. It's time to listen with the intent to be obedient to what you say. If you give us a word, and a lot of people are looking for a word, open up the word of God, and God will speak to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Glory be to God. God, I thank you that the word of God is right. Hallelujah. All of your works are done in truth. Thank you be to God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, and I pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that people will return to you, Lord God, and they will begin to have faith in you, and they'll pray believing that they receive. God, we pray that especially those that are servants of God, those that are members of the body, Lord God, help us to realize that you put authority in our tongue. And if the word of God is on the inside, you said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will. 1 John 5th chapter say, when we ask in accordance with your will for our lives, hallelujah, you'll do it. What is your will? Your word. So we pray, and we pray that more people of God will pray believing and expect, glory be to God, that you will release the answer. You will manifest the answers in Christ Jesus' name. God, we bind up everything that's not like you, and we thank you right now. We pray for the prayer warriors, Lord God, everywhere. We pray for people, Lord God, that are suffering. We lift up our schools, Lord God, the school staff in the name of Jesus. So many teachers are out. So many students are out. We pray covering over them in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord God. We pray for parents everywhere. We pray for those, Lord God, that are bosses, that they will treat the, Lord God, their employees right, that people will start, Lord God, they'll get hatred out of their heart, and they'll start, Lord God, treating, because you're looking at First of all, the scripture teaches to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and then love your neighbor. In other words, you got to love other people. God, you're looking at how we treat one another. Forgive us for our sins. You said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from the wicked ways. Yes, Lord God, we have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And we ask you to forgive us as a people of God for our sins, because we need you, Lord God, to hear from heaven, to forgive our sins and heal this land. No wonder there's so many earthquakes, fires, storms, tornadoes, Lord God, so many things going on, because the land itself is sick from the sin that's being taking place. Lord God, you know about these killings, the killing the police, Lord God, the killings that's going on from, Lord God, we bind up that demon of murder in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against suicide. We pray, oh God, that people will learn to make better choices in the earth today. God, help us, Lord God, to be your representatives that may draw others to you in Christ Jesus' name. We bless your people on tonight. Bless, the Lord God, the leader of the prayer line, Minister BJ. Continue to be with Pastor Bird, Pastor Burton, in the loss of her dear husband, Lord God. Strengthen her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. We pray for Minister Pastor Sims in the name of Jesus. Lord God, Pastor, all of the men, Brother Black, in the name of Jesus, Sister Alexander, Sister McCormick, and Lord God, have mercy to all of those prayer warriors and those, Lord God, that come on the line that need, hallelujah, to hear a prayer that they might be strengthened. And I thank you that there is strength in your word. There is healing in your word. What we stand in need of, it's in the word. God, we love you. Bless you. We praise you. We honor you on tonight. Continue to be with your people. Bless them and keep them all safe. Keep us all safe, our children and family, all. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith, and we thank you that it's already done. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. We pray right now, Prophetess Bird, the Lord bless for you to pray.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you tonight, God. We honor you. We give you glory. You're Lord of Lord, King of Kings, Great I Am, Mighty Counselor, Prince of Peace, He that was and is and shall forever be. And we glorify your name, God. God, we lift up your name right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because, Father, we've never been where we are now. And you know exactly where we are, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we need you like never before. So, God, in the precious name of Jesus, I lift up families to you right now, Father God. I lift up the people of God. I lift them up to you, God, because we need encouragement. We need to know, Father God, that you'll never leave nor forsake us. We need to know, Father God, that there are going to be trials and tribulations, and there are going to be trouble, and there's going to be sickness and death and birth, and all of those things are going to be happening, God, today, just like it was in the past. But, God, we're living in another day, so we need to have better strategies, God. And every situation is a prayer situation. So help us as the body of Christ not to get caught up, God, in the hype that the world is caught up in. Everything seems to be falling apart. God, we look at the president and politics and everything that's going on there. And that's enough, Father God, to get us off track, get us off the thinking right, Father God. But we lift up that president unto you right now, Father, in Jesus' name. We lift up him in the cabinet, the House of Representatives, everybody that works with him. Because, God, you said there's safety in counsel. So help him, Father God, to take counsel. Help him, Father God, in things that he don't know a lot about. We thank you, God, that you place people around him who know. And just as the word came forth last night, we got to learn to listen, God. We got to be able to hear your voice. And we, a voice of a stranger, we won't follow. So help the president, first of all, to pray without ceasing. Help him to come to you with all the problems of the nation, because you are the great I Am. You are the mighty counselor. You are the creator of everything. Everything was made by you and for you, and nothing catches you by surprise. So help him to begin to pray, God, and ask you what he needs to do in these situations in the name of Jesus. And then help him, God, to seek counsel in Jesus' name so that we can live a peaceful life in the precious name of Jesus. And God, we are praying for all that have power and authority over us, dear God. We are praying that in these last days, God, that we get closer and closer to you. We're praying that we stay connected to the source, and you are the source of everything, Father God. You are God, and besides you, there are none other. You are the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. And help us to know, God, that you will never leave nor forsake us, dear God. And, Father, we do again pray for families, God. Hallelujah, that they will know who they are in you, that we will not let the world set our standards, Father God. They're starting with young people, God. I heard where they were starting out with girls 10 years old, trying to put them on birth control, and little boys 10-year-old passing out condoms. God, help the families and the parents to get involved in what is going on in these schools, dear God. Help them to be involved in their children's life. Help them not to just give up their authority and let somebody else raise them. Because, God, you've already set the standard. You've already set the bar. You've already told us what to do in raising the children. God, you said even when you walk with them, tell them about Jesus. At night, tell them about Jesus. In the morning, tell them about Jesus. Help the families, Father God, to take back some of the power and authority that you've given them. And all that garbage that's coming, Father God, won't be able to penetrate because they'll be so rooted and grounded in the word in the name of Jesus. And, Father, sometimes we don't want to mix Christianity and fellowship. But, God, you've left everything to the body of Christ, and we are not just to sit back and let everything happen. God, they're telling your children you can choose who you want to be. You can be a boy, or you can be a girl, or you can be something in between. But, God, you are the creator of everything. And you created man and woman, God, and you created in them in your image, Father, and you breathed into them the breath of life, and they became a living soul. You made the choice of what they would be when they come into this world, so they don't get to change it now because they want to say, this is who I am. Help us to stop being silent. Help us to be a voice, God, in a world that won't even listen anymore, that there's no absolute right or absolute wrong. Just do what you feel. But, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we will no longer be silent. God, that we will cry out in the name of Jesus. We will proclaim what you say, God. We will stand on your word, and we will not be moved by what we see, dear God. We will not be desensitized by all of this foolishness and garbage that's going on now, in Jesus' name. We're calling for the church, God, in this season to be a voice, just like John the Baptist, crying out in the wilderness, dear God, in the name of Jesus, calling men and women, Father God, to be saved. It is time, God, for the church to be the voice, hallelujah, that the world will listen to. It is time for the church to be the leaders, dear God, in Jesus' name. And we'll just not stand by and watch the world destroy our children, destroy their minds. God, that we will set some limits, because they're on that computer day and night and letting all this foolishness into their minds and into their throats. God, I am praying that they will set aside a time to talk about Jesus. It's in the Word. God, you told us to talk about him, to keep it, God, in the front, because we'll be just like the Israelites, God. It'll be a time where there's nobody that will speak truth, that there's nobody that will tell them about Jesus. And just as they became captivity, God, to those nations around them that was ungodly, that will be the condition of the Americans right now, of the United States of America. So, God, I'm praying that the body of Christ will come back and reclaim their children, reclaim their families now, God, in Jesus' name, because this is serious stuff that we're looking at now. It don't surprise you, because you said in the last days, God, that all of these things was going to come to pass. But, God, that's when your church need to be ready. Your church need to put on that armor. We talk about that armor, God, but we don't take our rightful position. Whatever they say, we let it go. So, Father, I'm praying in the name of Jesus that we know who we are in Christ Jesus, and we take the leadership. I don't care what the government says. I don't care what the school system say. I don't care what they are doing. The Word of God is going to last forever and ever, and help us to stand upon your Word, Father God, knowing who we are in you and expecting change in the name of Jesus. Because, God, you said in your Word that you will perfect that which contained to us. You will perfect that, God, that concerns us. And that's a concern now, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we yield to you. Hallelujah. Let your will be done, Father God. We got to come to that place, and not our will, but your will. Because right now, Father God, we're giving up into this flesh to whatever we want to do, whatever the people say, whatever come, God, we are doing it, but we are being destroyed. So, Father God, I am praying now for wisdom for all of us in this time like never before. God, we know something is going to come to pass, but we know that you never move, Father God. You are still God, and you are still in control. You are still in charge. God, you've called us to be a light in this dark world. So help our light, God, not to go out, because whenever light comes, darkness got to flee. It got to disappear, Father God. So I am praying in every situation that we don't act like we are helpless or hopeless, God. Because prayer matter, time matter, and most of all, the Word matter. And help us to stand on that Word, Father God, like never before. Help us, Father God, to come to the front line. And we're going to be just like that invisible army that they can't see. We're going to be just like that army, Father God, that it's going to be more with us than against us. So the world won't see it, but God, we'll be doing it. We don't have to be in a church praying. We can be in our homes praying. We don't have to be in a group praying. We can be praying all by ourselves. God, we're going to pray about those things that move the heart of God. So, Father, I am praying like never before that our eyes be open to truth. And we talked about that obedience last night, God. We talked about being in your position. We talked about it's important what you hear, what you let into your ears, and all of that stuff that you let into your eyes. So, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that your church, ready your church, because, God, there are so many people sitting in the pews, and they don't even know they're saved. They can walk in the church, preach and teach, and they're shacking up, and they don't think nothing about it, dear God. and the people sitting around thinking that they're okay. Open the eyes. We got to come up to the standard before we can try to pull other people there, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Our country's got to be awakened. We got to be aware of what time it is. Because I don't care if we acquire the whole world and stuff and things and fame and all of that stuff and then lose our lives, God, because that's where we are now. Help us to know that we're in a race. And this race is for a finish line, Father God, that we're not diminished. Help us to know, Father God, that there is a standard that the body got to come up to so that we'll be able to tell men and women about Jesus. Hallelujah. God, sometimes I'm listening to pastors and all they're talking about is getting your stuff. All they're talking about is just be good and kind and all of this stuff will happen. But God, we're going to be judged one day. And we're going to be judged by your standards, which has nothing to do with man's standard. I don't care how good you are, because there's a lot of good people that's going to hell. I don't care, Father God, of how much money we make. I don't care what charities you give into. You got to be saved and know Jesus as the Lord and Savior. That's the message that we need to bring forth in these last days, God, like never before, that there is somebody that you are accountable to, and his name is Jesus. There's a standard that has already been in place, and that standard was put in place by God himself, all the creator. And God, we got to come up to those standards. Nobody's perfect, God. But God, at the rate we're going, everything that we're letting in, everything that the devil is doing, God already told us that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And in lieu of that, we're still not conscious of what is going on around us. I mean, he's a good person. She's a good person. She do this and she give money. She tied into the church. But yet she's shacking up with somebody and the church is afraid to say, you need to get your life right. But God, we are coming into the last days. Hallelujah. You say we're going to be lovers of self. Everything that we can think about now, God, we're doing. And they are wars and rumors of wars. God, we know in Daniel that there's going to be two nations standing, and I don't know what those two are. But I pray in the name of Jesus that in the midst of all this chaos and the pandemic and everything else that's going on, that we make you a priority, God. We make you a priority. That we put you first in everything that we do, Father God. And everything that don't line up with your word is not you. So, Father God, I am praying that in these last days that your church begin to plant seeds of righteousness, dear God. I'm asking that the church, God, rise up what they're going to call sin. This is what it is, sin. And they're going to call right, right, and wrong, wrong, so that the people can be saved. God, I know that there are people that are sick and need to be healed. I'm talking about in that natural body with natural diseases. And I pray for them. I pray for you to touch bodies and heal, God, of every sickness and disease, because you're God and you're able to do it. But God, I pray for that person's soul in lieu of his healing, God. Because one day, we all going to die. And we're going to die of something. But where are we going to spend eternity? God got to be at the forefront in these last days in the name of Jesus. It's just in my heart, God. It's just something that I feel so strong about that we need to be evangelizing in these last days like never before. Because people dying, going to hell. And these are people that sitting up in the church every Sunday, holding office, and a lot of them, God, preaching the word from the pulpit and don't even know you. So, Father, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Open up our ears so we can hear, God. Open up our eyes so we can see. Open up our hearts so we can love like you love. And, God, if we love them enough, help us to love them enough to tell them about Jesus. And, God, I pray now for the whole world. Because, God, we know that by now that the gospel is not everywhere, but it's almost all over this world, Father God, all over this world. There's not too many places that don't know about you or know who you are. But, God, you said that you will put that in the heart. Every man, hallelujah, know that there is a God. Sometimes they got them confused, but they know. Because you said you would put the word in the heart of man. God, you didn't write it on stones. Your laws is not written on stones now, but they're written in the heart of man. And somebody, Father God, need to expose them to truth. So, God, all of these ministers that said, I'm feeding them over here, and I'm doing this over there, and I'm doing that over there, and this. But, God, help us that we would spread the gospel, that gospel will go forth. Because one thing we know for sure, that this earth is going to come to an end. And another thing we know, as we know it, that one day we're going to die. And we got to be before you, and we got to give an account. So, Father, give us a heart for the people's soul today. And, God, we got to get this next generation that's coming behind us. That's a cry in my heart, because we are letting the world teach them, putting all this stuff in their head, and we're just sitting back. And we think all is well. Because, God, when they can teach them about condoms, but they get out of school and can't read, then something is wrong. They can't even count money for back. But yet, they can teach them, you can be a man or a woman. We need to have a voice. I don't have children. But, God, my heart go out, my heart breaks. Especially for those parents that do. And some of them just think it's okay. But you left that word to the body and to your church. Because, God, there's going to always be somebody among us that ain't going to be saved. And it's not their job to spread the gospel. But it is our job. So, God, I just pray tonight for every family on this line tonight. I pray that they will be healed, whole, and delivered, and set free, every need being met according to your riches in glory through Christ Jesus. I pray, Father God, hallelujah, that they will live a good life. But most of all, I pray that they will be saved. And I pray, Father God, that they will call sin, sin. That they will not hold up something because of who the person is or what position they hold. But we got to call sin what it is. It's sin. Because you already told us, Father God, that sinners was not going to enter the kingdom. And that includes us. That includes us, dear God. I don't care how much we pray and go to church. You got a standard. And we got to stand for what's right or don't stand at all. There's no compromise with you. I know, Father, that we can repent and we can be saved. But, God, people just drop dead every day. They didn't have time to repent. And I wouldn't leave it up to chance that I'm going to live any kind of way I want. And on my deathbed, I'm going to have that change and be saved. God, they might lay down and not get up. So, God, I just pray in the name of Jesus, like never before, that some of this foolishness that we see every day, God, that we don't get caught up in it. And, God, help us, even as the body of Christ, not to get caught up in race. Because there are good folk in all races, and there are bad folk in all races. But help us, God, to get caught up in Jesus Christ. That's just my cry, dear God. And I ask in Jesus' name, God, that you forgive us of every sin, known, unknown, secret sins, sins of commission and omission, God. Forgive us because we are not perfect. We are not perfect, but we know the perfect one, and his name is Jesus. And he's already died for us. He's already given his life for us. He already went to the cross for us so that we could have life and have it abundantly. So help us not to think more highly of ourselves than we need to, because we all need a Savior, and his name is Jesus. So, Father, I thank you tonight for who you are and all that you're doing. I thank you, Father God, that we have a heart for ministry like never before. Because, God, the fields are white and ready for picking, God. But where are the laborers? And that includes me, Father God. That includes me. Help us, Father God, to be that church that you're coming back for. In the name of Jesus. And again, I bless everyone, God. And I agree with the prayer that have already gone up by my sister, God. She covered all the bases. And I just wanted to add this little bit. So, Father, I praise you, I honor you, and I give you glory. And it's in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We give God glory for the prayers thus far. Mother Alexander, and then if Mother McCormick is on the line, I don't want to exempt her if she does want to pray. And then also Pastor Sims, we have enough time. Praise the Lord. This time, Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord. Most of all, we thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord Jesus, in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, because you are the God that heals, Father. You are the God that delivers. You are the God that restores. May nobody can heal like you, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you for who you are, Heavenly Father. Thank you for making a way out of no way, Lord. Because, Father, your promise is that if we pray, so, Lord, we believe in prayers, Lord. The prayer is the key for everything that touch our lives. Prayer is the key. Lord, you said in your word, cast all our cares on you, Lord God. And Lord, you are a God that heal and you are a God that deliver. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for watching over our fatherless sons and daughters and grandchildren and great-grands. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Because it's only you watched over them, Lord. It's only you keep them, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor, Lord. Because we know there is none like you, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said in your word that we are overcomers, Lord God. Lord, we believe, Father God, that we are children of the mighty God. You said in your word, when we ask, believe, we receive. Father, we believe, Lord God, that you are a God that hear every cry. Nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. Nothing is too way down that you cannot pick up. Father, you said in your word, is anything too hard for you? Nothing is too hard for God to do. Help us to stand boldly, Lord God. Help us to realize that we already made of the victory because you gave it to us, Father God. You said in your word, Heavenly Father, we are overcomers. So we got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, not our might, but his might, knowing that if he said it, regardless what come, don't move. Stand boldly on what God said we have and who we are. Because he said it in Ephesians and his word, we must always remember the word of God stand. I don't care what else go, but the word of God will stand. And he never fail us. When a failure going on is we fail, but he will never fail you. Because God's promises is real. None of his promises fail. Not one of his promises fail. If we stand boldly and proclaim the victory, because we are overcomers. Father God, you see all these diseases and sickness and running rapidly through the land. But we know that your word tells us before and centuries ago, Lord God, centuries ago, that by your stripes we are healed. Lord, I receive that and I believe it, that healing belongs to us, Lord God. Father God, you see my sister B, my church sister B, Lord God, this false spirit that come against her and attack the body with this cancer, but I'm binding it up in the name of Jesus, and I'm casting it back to the pit of hell where it belongs, because there is no sickness that you haven't healed, Lord God. Help us to stand strong, Lord God, and bind this false spirit up out of our life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For, Lord God, you are the only way, Heavenly Father. There is no healer like you, Heavenly Father. And if you said it, it shall be done. Because you said, by your stripe we are healed. And it's according to your promise, Lord God. You let us know that in Isaiah. You let us know in 1 Peter. Your word tell us, Lord God, and we believe, Father God. We're standing on those promises. Oh, God, bless my sisters going out and coming in, Lord God. Father God, continue to strengthen Sister McCormick, Lord God. Let her be strong in you, Lord God, because our sister has gone to a better place. No more hate, no more pain. And, Lord, we thank you for her, Lord God, that she will wake up and sing for joy, Lord God, because you strengthen her through these things, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we claim victory in our life, Lord God. Father God, you said in your word, pray for one another. You said, cast all over tears on you, Heavenly Father. For you are the God that heal. You are the God that deliver, Lord God. And your word tell us that you kept up in safety wherever we go. You keep us, Father God. If we keep our mind in you, you never change, Heavenly Father. You said you take away sickness, Lord. You take away disease. And, Lord, I believe in the name of Jesus that you do take away sickness and disease. You are the healer. You are the deliverer, Lord God. And, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being so good to us, Lord God. We thank you for cleansing the land from this pestilence in the land, Lord God. Help us to stand strong against this foul spirit, Lord God, and don't buckle up underneath it. According to your prophet, Lord God, be bold, soldiers. Stand faithful in the name of Jesus. Lord, the two, three minister last night about obedience. And that's what people need to stand. Obey God. God said he will take away sickness. Instead of the church running and falling. Lord God, touch the mind, Lord God, that they will stand. Knowing that you are the author and finisher of all things. You created this world. You are the God of see everything. Nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, as we plead the blood of Jesus over our children, Lord God, our sons and daughters, our grand and our great-grands, Lord God, our sisters and brothers that fight the good fight of faith, Lord God, and stand boldly against the wiles of the enemy, because he shall not have dominion over your children, Lord. Because, Lord, you gave us authority here on earth. You said whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. And we binding up the works of the enemy, Lord God. We will not give him no authority in our life. Help us to walk according to your word, Lord God. Knowing that we are more than conquerors, Father God. Help us to know to stand faithful and don't be buckling under for the things of the world. According to your prophet, say we need to stand. They need to stand against these false spirits instead of running. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us authority and dominion here in this earth. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are, because you never forsake us according to your word, Lord, and your word cannot be void. If you said it, we can stand on it. I believe in you, Father God, and we stand faithful in your word, Lord God. Continue to bless the head of this prayer line, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her, Lord God. For every need she has is already been met according to the word, Lord God. You said all our needs have been met. So we claim the victory in everything, that we have no need, no lack in our life. Because we're standing on your word, Father God, and your word will come true because you don't fail us, Lord. If we stand faithful, Lord God, obedient to your will, Lord God. According to your three ministers last night, all three of them was coming with that obedience. We all need to know that we can stand and obey the word of God and pray. Nothing on this earth is supposed to be more powerful than the word of God if we stand faithful, because there's nothing on this earth is more powerful than his word. And we thank you, Father God. Thank you for each and every one of us on the prayer line, Lord God. Thank you that we continue to push on, interceding for one another, standing in the gap for brothers and sisters, those we know and those we don't know. Because, Lord God, you see it all, Heavenly Father. And your word said, Lord God, if we pray, help us to stand faithful, Lord, regardless what come against us, knowing that you have us in your hands, Lord, and nothing can take out what you have in your hands. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord. This I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Continue to keep a watch over all my grands and great-grands, Lord God. Continue to strengthen my sons, them day by day, Lord. Keep them going, because your promises, Lord God, you said you execute judgment for the fatherless and the widow. And, Lord, your word never void. And, Lord, I thank you today. I thank you today, Lord God, for being so good to us all, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise him. I just want to sing this song tonight, giving glory and honor to him and Pastor Hubbard. If you just hold on to his hand, if we just hold on to his hand, and he will never, never let us down. No, he will never let us down. If we just hold on to his hand, if we just hold on to his hand, and he will never, never let us down. No, he will never let us down. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh,
Jesus,
Father,
thank you, Lord.
God, I thank you tonight, Lord. God, I praise you and I lift you up on tonight. God, I give glory and honor to you, hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you for how you've been so good to us, God. Thank you for where you have brought us from, Father. Thank you for how you keep making ways when we can't see our way. Thank you, Lord God, for just putting food on our table and clothes on our back, God. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us a good rest at night and able to get up in the morning, able to bathe ourselves and able to eat our own food, God, and be able to talk and open up our eyes and be able to see and be able to move us about. Nobody has to roll us and have to take us nowhere. Thank you, Father, for that, Lord God. Nobody but you, Lord God, can do it, Father. Father, I praise you tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for how you have kept me, Lord God, how you keep making that way for me, God. I praise you, God, and I pray, Lord God, for those that's going through on tonight, because there's so many going through so many different things on tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, as my sisters was already talking about different things, how things are going on in the world and how God is going to soon come back and get his people, Lord God. Oh, God, I just want to say thank you tonight, Father. I pray, Lord God, that you would look down on that man, that girl, that boy, or somebody, Lord God, that don't know you tonight, Lord God. Somebody stands in the need, Lord God. Somebody is going with their head hanging down on tonight, Lord. Feel like they can't hardly go through on tonight. Feel like they can't even hardly make it, God. But let them know, God, that the word of God tell us, if we will lift our eyes unto the hills from which coming our help, knowing that all our help comes from you on tonight, God, knowing that the word of God said heaven and earth may pass away, but the word of God is going to stand. Father God, we thank you on tonight, God. We realize, God, that we cannot walk this journey by ourselves, Lord God. We realize that we go through trials and tribulation, hallelujah. We must lean and depend on you, Father, because if it had not been for you, Lord, we don't know where we'll be on tonight. Oh, Father God, we pray, Lord, for your people, Lord. We pray that they will realize, God, if there ever been a time to get in a hurry, the time is now, hallelujah. Father God, I want to thank you tonight, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord God, for how you've been there, Lord God. I want to thank you for how you strengthened me, how you've given me strength to hold on and hold on to your hand as I go through this situation. Oh, God, I thank you tonight, Lord. I pray, Lord God, for each and every prayer warrior that have prayed for me, Lord, tonight, God. I pray for each and every one that stood in the gap for me on tonight, Lord, that gave me that strength to be able to go a little further on tonight. God, I thank you on tonight, Lord. Nobody but you, Lord God, that made that way, God. Nobody but you that took me through, hallelujah. I don't give credit to nobody but Jesus on tonight, because he is the author and the finisher of my faith. He is the little of the valley and the bright morning star. Oh, God, I thank you, Father God, and I praise you, Lord God. I praise you for so much that you're doing in people's lives, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we love you, God. We love you on tonight, Father. We love you for what you're doing in the midst of the situation. You still are standing in the gap for us. In the midst of the thing that's going on wrong, you still is there. You are there all the time. You said you would be with us. You said you would take us through the trials and tribulation. Oh, God, you told us to count it all joy when we fall and die with temptation in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight, Lord. You told us to lift our eyes to you, Lord God. You told us to look to you. Look to the hills for what's coming our help. You told us, God, to cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. And, Lord, I'm so glad that I know that you care for us tonight. I'm so glad that I know that you are my friend that stick it closer than a brother. I'm so glad that I know that on tonight. I am so glad that I know that the word of God said that let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. I'm so glad that I know some of what the word says. I may not know it all, but I know some of it, what it said, and I'm going to stand on what I know. In the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for the President of the United States. I pray, Lord God, for the Vice President. I pray, Lord God, for young people out here on today, God. I pray for each and every young girl or boy that you, Lord God, will deal with them, that you will give them strength, that you will encourage them, that they can be changed, they can be different by the word of God. I pray that they will, Lord, realize that it's the word that's going to help them to go through the trials and tribulation, things that they're going through. I pray for the body of Christ as a whole, that we will keep our eyes focused, that we will look to you, that we will realize, God, it is you that's taking us through, that we're not doing it ourselves, that we will learn how to just give it all to you. We bind every spirit, every false thing that try to hinder us from living right, from doing right. We bind these spirits up in the name of Jesus because we know you're able to work out all situations for our good. We thank you on tonight. We honor you. We appreciate you. And, God, we pray, Lord God, that y'all will continue to pray for my family as we go through the trials, as we go through this situation. We pray that you, Lord God, that y'all would just continue to pray, Lord, for the meat of famine that as they stand and go through this situation. Knowing that she's gone on now. She took a flight. She stepped out of that old body and she put on that I can't even pronounce what the word is, but she stepped out of the body and got a new body. I say it like that. In the name of Jesus. So I thank you. I thank you for each and every one of y'all that have prayed for me. And I ask you to keep me in prayer and the family in prayer as we go through. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're such a mighty, kind, loving God. And, Father, we realize that we've come short of your glory, Father, but you never, your word never fails, and you promise to be with us. Father, I thank you for being able to join with this prayer group tonight, Father, and hearing all of these anointed vessels to come before you and offer up their prayers to you, Lord. And I come in my own way, Lord God, just thanking and praising you for your matchless grace. You are the gift that keeps on giving. The word of God says you are an indescribable gift. And, Father, it's all about giving, because we know that you gave your only begotten Son that all of us might have a right to the tree of life, Father. And we do give you honor and glory, Father. We lift your name on high. The word of God says, at the name of Jesus, demons tremble. And, Father, we have the authority to make some demons tremble, because you said, if you be lifted up, you would draw. You would do. Our Father, there's so many, 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 many things that you could recount, all of us that are on this line, I'm sure, about he came through with this and he came through with that, because he promised he'd never leave us nor forsake us. And we can't do anything to make him love us more, and we can't do anything to make him love us less. But sure enough, we know that faith moves mountains. And, Father, we just love you. We confess our faults and shortcomings before you, Lord. And we ask, Father God, that you make us better. Make us better Christians. Make us better, that we be able to stand up in your word, Lord, no matter who goes the other way or who doesn't believe, that we will stand on your word, because you are trustworthy. You are faithful in all your ways, Lord. You've never lost a battle. And, Father, if we believe and stand firm in the word, we will win many battles for you, Lord. Like our pastor of this line always say, no flesh on parade. When you get your flesh on parade, you get in the way of God. But, Father, we thank you that it's no flesh on parade. We just honor you, praise you for all of the blessings that have come forth, all of the testimonies that have come out victorious because we prayed. And we are sure that when we pray, some things happen that wouldn't happen if we hadn't prayed. Oh, Lord God, we honor you tonight. We give you glory, Father. We stand on your word, because that's all we've got. That's all we have. And, Father, I just love, I came across it not too long ago where you said that you sing over us with rejoicing. It's in Zephaniah. And I thought, Father, that just moved me so much, that you love us so much, so you sing over us like a mother that's singing a lullaby to her baby who's not feeling well or who she's trying to put asleep. But, Father, we know that means it spells L-O-V-E. And, Father, we praise you. We give you honor. We come before you, Father. We ask that you would send this dread pandemic back into the pit from whence it came, never to rise again, Father. Father, we ask you to look down upon the least of these, Father, and your children that stand in need of help, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for watching over my sons and my grandchildren, Father, even my sisters and brothers, one by one and name by name, Father. We thank you. We love you. We honor you. We give you glory, Lord. We give you praises, Father, because all of the praises we could do, we can't praise you enough. And, Father, we ask you to teach us how to love like you love, Lord, unconditional. Father, we all have our opinions and our ways, but, Father, what we want to do is to do what you would have us to be, to walk in your way. Lord, we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise. We pray for the sick and shut-in everywhere, all over the land and country. And we do hold up our sister McCormick, Lord, in bereavement and the loss of her beloved sister. And anybody else that's on the line, Father, that's still in bereavement, Father,
I know how it feels, okay? See, I know how she feels, but I know how I felt when I lost two sisters in less than 2 years. Oh, Father, we praise you. We give you honor. We give you glory, Father. But we know, hallelujah, we know without a shadow of a doubt that you're a heart fixer and a mind regulator, and you can bring peace out of any kind of confusion. And that, Father, we love you. We hold up your bloodstained banner, Father. You're the crucified one. Father, we love you, and we praise you, and we thank you for sitting at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, making intercessions right now for our sins. Father, we love you, we praise you, we give you honor, and we ask that you continue to bless everyone on this line, every prayer warrior, every person that's on this line, every person that's ever been on this line, and all those that will come, Father. We ask that you send forth your mighty blessings upon them. And, Father, we do pray for Israel. And, Father, we pray for the president and the vice president of these United States and the heads of every nation, Father, all over the land and country, Father, Lord God, that they would come to realize that you, hallelujah, you, Lord have mercy, are the answer to all of their problems if they would turn to you and live. Father, we've seen you work so many miracles, Father. Do it again, Father, and again. We bless your name. We love you. We lift your name as high as we can, Father. You're an awesome God, and we do love you, and we thank you for your great mercy. And we ask all these blessings, Father, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God be the glory. Praise his holy name. He is an awesome God. There is none like him. Thank God again.
No.
Praise the Lord for the power of his anointing tonight through the word that's been prayed in the name of Jesus. Our scripture reading that I didn't get to say, and then ask Mother... my sister that said concerning her sister taking off mortality and taking on immortality. Praise God. We thank God for the transition and the joy and the strength that God has given her, the peace that passed all understanding that he's given her, that she's keeping her heart and mind on him. Praise the Lord. The scripture reading from Romans 5th chapter, the first verse, some scripture reading that even Mother McCormick and I was even sharing some word out of this even the night before the transition, praise God, of her sister. But therefore, having been justified, started at the first verse of Romans 5, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have, I've opened all the lines, so you have to be careful on your side, whom also we have access by faith into the grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. And he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Someone in the background is doing something. They may need to mute their lines while they're busy doing something that is interfering in the lines, because I open all the lines so we can take prayer requests. So we need for you to go ahead and check and mute if you have to do something in the background.
Bunch of noise.
Like it's getting worse instead of better. Okay, maybe I have to draw the lines and block them again so that way I can find out who's doing that. Praise the Lord. While I check the lines, then I will open them back up, praise God, because when we get ready to take prayer requests and prayer, it's going to be too much noise. So when I begin to open them back up, I can tell. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. He is worthy of the praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, I got who it is. Okay, my dear. Praise God. It's last two is 8-7, so check your line. Persecuted but not forsaken, trouble on every side but not perplexed. In time of trouble, he'll hide me in his pavilion, hide me in his secret place in his tabernacle. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we stretch our hands to thee. If there is withdrawal, thy hand, who will I go? Where will I go? Glory to God. Somebody else. Bless the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. At this time, praise God. We thank God for all the prayers and thank God, glory to God, for even as transitioning, getting back to the house, therefore the prayers and the faithfulness and staying online. That's what I'm telling you. When we are really about kingdom business and determined to do what the Lord's do, will we stay, glory to God, on one accord to get what God wants done. So I thank God for you all and the faithfulness of divine connection and those prayer warriors. And we even bless the Lord for those that come on as praying in the background and listening and receiving from God too as well. We bless the Lord. So we're going to thank the Lord again for that word last night from Minister, from Evangelist Ely and from Prophetess Anum and Prophetess Cliff. We thank God for what God has done and what you already have shared and said. Everything did tie in because we got to hear God. Then we got to be to a place of walking in faith, and then we're going to be able to walk in obedience. But the key to it all is having the faith and believing him, but we need to hear and know his voice for we'll know what even directions we need to go. So thank God for that, and it's a daily walk with this. Amen. Praise God. Are there any prayer requests? And thank God all of those are still praying for our dear sister. We're going to continue to keep her lifted up like she keeps us lifted up, and for her family, Mother McCormick. Praise God. She's a dedicated vessel to unto the Lord and as unto this ministry. Praise God. Any prayer requests? Well, Pastor Bird, you have something you need to share with the body?
No.
Okay. Anyone have prayer requests? I would like for you to pray a special prayer for Pastor Burton. We already know she's standing.
I have
on the
a
word
prayer request.
Okay. Yes, who am I speaking with?
Alonzo Harris.
All right. Alonzo, would you tell us what your prayer request is?
Pray for my family, my wife and my children and grandchildren, and pray a prayer for me to, I'm the oldest member of this family, and I pray for me to guide the younger ones into their place into this world. And I see a lot of what you've been preaching and praying about tonight, and I see it, and I can see it in my family. And then I want the strength to try to lead this family. I'm the oldest one left in the family, and Pastor Sims, that's my sister, and I just pray for the strength to help me to guide this family into this world, the real world, the world of Christ. So thank you.
Amen.
I'd like you to pray for me tonight. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Pastor Bird, would you take that prayer request for Alonzo? Because even some of the things all of us are saying about what you've been sharing tonight has touched his heart really strongly. So go ahead and pray for him and his family.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do praise and honor you, God. We give you glory for who you are and all that you do. God, we thank you for this young man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for his heart, God, that he has a heart to do the things that you called him. That he be the example, Father God, that his family will be willing to follow him. I thank you, Father God, because you are the one that strengthens us. You are the one that calls us. You are the one that gives us power, Father God. So I pray that that authority that he walks through, God, that it comes from you. And as he seek you, Father God, I am praying that in turn, God, show him how to go out and how to go out. Give him wisdom, God, so he'll know how to touch that next generation behind him. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that when he sees something wrong, that he would not be discouraged by everything else that's going on, but he will speak, thus says the Lord. And I thank you when he do, Father God, that he do it in your power and your authority. So let your will be done now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thanking you that you bless that family, bless his children, his grandchildren, his household. And God, I thank and praise you for who you are and all that you're doing, because you said you'd never leave nor forsake us. So I thank you, God, that he has a made-up mind that as for me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. So strengthen him, God. Give him divine wisdom and continue to watch over him and protect him in the precious name of Jesus. And God, I just hear you saying that your word will not go out void. It's going to accomplish what it's sent out to do. God wants you to have that power and authority to speak it. Because God said whatever you decree and declare, it's going to be backed up by the word of God. He's given you power and authority over your household and all those that's under. When you see it, call it and know that God is with you. It's not your job to bring it to pass. That's God's job. Your job is just to be available and do what God tells you to do. God bless you.
Thank you.
God, what a word.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Any more prayer requests? Praise the Lord for that.
Thank you.
Praise God.
We bless the Lord. We give the glory to the Lord.
The Lord. Mm-hmm. God, get the praise.
Praise the Lord, Sister Hubbard.
Yes.
I just feel like ever since this morning, I've just been waking up singing.
Yes.
Singing songs. And even me and my daughter got up singing. She was singing. She's singing too.
Glory.
So this song just came to me, and if I could sing it, that God would help me to go sing the song, if y'all mind me singing this little bit of song.
Okay. That's a praise.
In times like these, we need a savior. In times like these, we need a friend. Be very sure. You better be very sure that your ankle holds.
Yes, Lord, I love that.
Hallelujah.
In time like Jesus, amen.
Yes.
In times like these, amen. Be very sure.
Glory, glory, glory.
You better be very sure that your anchor holds and drill the solid.
Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. You're worthy,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, get anchored in him. Thank you, Jesus. In your word, in your love, in your mercy, in your grace, in your forgiveness. Help us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the message, God. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes. I'm coming soon. I think I'm coming. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord.
Of the times and all the things that are going on in the cosmos is letting us know right now He's telling him more and more. Preparation. But still follow through and do what I called you to do. Hear what I say, have the faith, and obey. Glory to God. He's still calling us to be the light until he comes back. We got to be working while it's day, because the night comes, no man can work. You have to mute your phone if you're on somebody's phone. Mute your phone, darling. Praise the Lord. Is there another prayer request? Are you finished, Pastor?
Yes.
Okay, then. Lord bless. Is there another prayer request?
Minister BJ.
Minister Roulette. Go ahead.
I already really prayed for the Harris family. My friend said that her cousin lost her daughter. She worked at Walmart, and she just dropped dead. She was only 42.
Oh, Lord.
And, I'm just keeping their family in prayer. And this was the husband is really broken up because this is their second daughter that's passed. The first daughter passed of an accident at 25. So it's just keeping them in prayer. And I just wanted to add one thing to the prophetic message. The first message I had to speak at my church on the second Sunday in this month, and I came from Matthew, the 25th chapter. And I'm still working with that message, praise God, and it was regarding the five wise and the five foolish. And yesterday I listened to one of my favorite pastors out of West Point, Mississippi, and he was speaking on Matthew, the 25th chapter, and his subject was, what have you been doing? He says his subtopic was, I don't know what time it is, and you don't either. In any case, he gave an excellent message about, the five wise and the five foolish. Basically, it was two groups of people, and they are the prepared and the unprepared, the wise and the foolish. And he said, point, you have to have your own oil because you can't get none of mine. You've got to have it. He said, basically, the oil is the meaning of oil is Christian service, your acts of love and obedience, and the lamp is life. Are you breathing life into your situation? Praise God. But I thought that was really interesting. And he said, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And this is still tying in with the prophetic message that Jesus is coming back and he's soon to come. And I thought that's just so interesting. Even in that 25th chapter, it talks about the talents that the good master had given people. There was five and two and one. And my question was, well, what have you done with the talent that God has given you? When Christ comes back, we have to make sure we have done what he has assigned us to do. And the greatest assignment is, first of all, we have to have relationship with him, but then to share or to live a life so that others can be drawn to him. So I just thought I'd share a little bit of that. The message was just so awesome and amazing, and he pointed out so many wonderful things. He said there's work yet to be done, praise God. And he said some folk want to postpone doing what's right, and that's still true today. And he says, yeah, and I'm just about the last thing, he said some people haven't finished popping their fingers yet. You know, they're still doing some of the same things because they're just not ready. They want to postpone doing what's right. So, but it is time to make sure that we are ready when Christ comes, praise God. And whatever he's assigned for us to do, we must do it with the quickness and with the spirit of the living God. So that's what I wanted to share. God bless each of you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Don't mess around and get your work undone. The light when he comes back. Praise God. But anyway, any more praise reports or either prayer request before we close? Praise God. Well, Father, we do bless you tonight and thank you for all that was already said, even for the ones that we are praying for, the ones that we done prayed for last night and even time past. God, you all know all the names, and even though you keep giving us assignments of other things, help us, glory to God, those things that you put on our hearts, that we will not let the ball drop, glory to God, that we continue interceding and praying. We may not remember all the names, but the things that come to our hearts. But God, we just thank you by faith. We just believe in that it's done. You manifest yourself. We pray and thank you for Mother Sims. I mean, Mother, bless her to you as well, and a brother. But we thank you for Mother Willette. And thank you for Mother Willette, too. Mother Alexander, everybody, thank you, too. I'm trying to hear Mother McCormick. Thank you for the joy that's in our heart, glory to God, and the strength and the word that she's standing on and closeness to the Lord and drawing nigh to him. God, whatever moment she may have of releasing, glory to God, like she's sharing her family, release what's in you. If you got to cry, whatever, but I thank you that we know, glory to God, when people are really standing on the word, even in spite of it, you're still glorifying the Lord, magnifying him, not glory to God, oh, Lord, why? So I thank you, Lord God, for that. And I praise you, God, you continue to bless our children. Glory to God, all the family and all those, glory to God, and the mothers that gone on to glory, her siblings, I mean her children as well. Father, we bless you for Pastor Burton tonight, God. We thank you that she's standing on the word and still glorifying the Lord. But God, that attack that will come up on her body, glory to God, don't know whether it's gout or what in her foot, and then also pain against her bones in her body. The devil is a liar. The blood of Jesus, he will not have that apostle bound, because she's standing on God's word, giving him praise, giving him glory, still speaking and preaching the word in spite of her pain. God, so I thank you for that foundation she had with him. But we bind that devil up, glory to God, for coming against her body, trying to keep her from walking and going where she needs to go in the name of Jesus. We thank you for a little bit of relief that she was gotten from the other day, but then the enemy comes to attack the body yesterday. So we rebuke him and bind him and loose him from his assignment. God said he sent his word already to heal us. And God, we thank you that it was done in Calvary. We are coming against the thief that coming to try to rob and to steal, but he's a liar, and we bind him and loose him, and we speak life and health and wholeness to her and call, glory to God, divine healing, a touch in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for those young ladies last night. Even each one of them had a challenge. Oh, God, we were praying all month about those things that was going to try to come, and they did try to come, but they didn't have no victory. So, God, bless. We thank you, Lord God, as they was obedient, glory, in spite of that you bless and you rectify, you put things in order. We thank you from some of the praise reports that are already coming from, glory to God, their obedience. And we thank you for the word that we've been hearing and rehearsing, that, God, we bless you, that you continue to bless these young people as been poured into them and others praying and encouragement even through last night. We just bless you for our children and grandchildren. Children are for the CT, and we pray for even those children that don't know you and the pardon of their sins, and the ones that do know, bless, touch, heal, deliver, and come against those things that try to cause them not to have their life, glory to God, where they can know they can have a victorious life. They don't have to die. They don't have to be out there killing and murdering. They don't have to be in gangs. They don't have to feel hopeless. God, help us as believers get in our place so we can spread the gospel. We can evangelize like the prophets have been saying, and you've been telling us for many, many years, but it's time now, regardless of how dark it is out here. You told us that we have to work while it's day. Light comes. When night comes, no man can work. So that means we got to keep the lights on. Glory out. When the lights go out, you will be here and gone. And there's no other light except they take the mark. I mean, if they refuse the mark of the day. Now is the time to accept Jesus. Now is the time, glory to God. So we have got to give an account, glory to God, for what we're doing. And through our praying, through, glory to God, encouraging somebody or sending your word out or being in place and position, glory to God, to do whatever you called us to do at that appointed time and not procrastinate, not, glory to God, be on reservation and hesitation, but to be in a place that we pursue and persevere and not look at, glory to God, what nobody else is doing, but get ourselves in position to carry out what you assigned, because we can't answer to nobody. When you get ready to come back, you said every man, glory to God, have to work out his salvation with fear and trembling as unto the Lord. So we asking you, Lord, now to bless, strengthen us as the body of Christ, that we'll get in position so we can win the loss. In the name of Jesus, denying this flesh and glory to God and not be crying and whining at what we don't have and what we want. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I just love you. God, I'm praying
that even in our household, that we will not let the enemy come in, rob us of our children and rob us of the marriages and rob us of the relationship and rob us of the businesses and rob us of the ministries that you give us. We got to be more alert and more aware. And if it's not one or two, three or four, all around the nation, all around the globe, you are still saying, come together, one accord. My Father and I are one, we're going to be one with him, and then we got to be one with one another to be on one accord to put the enemy to flight. Because how can two walk together unless they agree? God, I bless you tonight, and I thank you again for the power of your word. Thank you again for the anointing. Thank you for the peace, the joy. Thank you for the authority that you've given us strength to grow to stand on your word and courage. Help us, glory to God. Wherever you put up planted us to glean, let us glean there. In Jesus, not to be coveted of nobody else's gift or talent or whatever else or whatever their possessions. Help us, God, to look to you. Every man, you've given a measure of faith, and then you also let our gifts make room for us. So I love you today, and I appreciate you, and I glorify you and magnify you. You are so worthy. Bless us and keep us covered under the blood. And God, I even thank you tonight while riding on the road, trying to even get here and open the lines and praying. We get down on the highway. Here's a car. While all the traffic on, here's a SUV going to pull right in front of us and stop while cars are going. They're blocking it, the swerve around it. Nobody but God. I thank you that you always keep us alert. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your angels every day and every night. While we're in prayer, here comes the devil. But nevertheless, you always prove yourself. So I pray, God, a blood covering over us as we go on waterways, highways, glory to God, airways, wherever we may be, in our houses or when we are taking care of business or on whatever we may be doing. Thank you every day, every night. Mercies and grace. We love you today. Help us to celebrate you more. Celebrate you more. It's not just giving me what can I have.
Yeah.
Oh, God, but celebrate you more. You told us to worship you in spirit and in truth. So I bless you. I thank you that we are justified by faith. Let us, glory to God, walk faithful to you, because great is our faithfulness. We love you and appreciate you and your joy. Pray for Brother Black, God. He's not on the line tonight, but we pray, God, for his mother that she's still doing well. Pray, glory to God, that he's okay, too, as well, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all the prayer warriors. Pray for Sister Nall, too. Glory to God, and bless her and strengthen her, too, as well. It's all that we thank you for in Jesus' name. Satan, we serve notice on you, all your little cohorts. Every demonic, foul, and unclean spirit, every lying, deceptive spirit, plan, things that you already setting up, glory to God, we come against it and annihilate it, uproot it right now, send it back to the dry places once it came. Everything, glory to God, that you are plotting against us now, we rebuke, bind, and loose. For God, help us, glory to God, to hold on to your word. And God, thank you for discernment. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for healing and deliverance, food, clothing, and shelter. God, we thank you for healing our bodies, helping us to stay faithful. Glory to God is drawing us nigh to you. And you said we draw nigh to you, you draw nigh to us. There's no flesh gonna glory in your sight. We bless you today for your word. We need you like never before. We pray and thank you again for even this young lady, my grandbaby, as well as others, grandbabies or great-grands or whoever in their graduation, whether they're early or upcoming. Protect them, shield them, bless them, God. Open doors that they go to college and get their education. Some can get scholarships. Some may get the scholarship later. Let them not let their mind get nonchalant. And even like Pastor Bird and others, a couple of others have said, so don't get caught up even telling her, don't just get caught up in just a little job here. Get your education. I bind up spirits that would try to cause them to be deceived by voices of so-called friends or other things they see or what the media is saying, what the chat room saying, what, glory to God, their eye gates is catching or their ears. We rebuke, bind, and loose every demonic force, every deaf spirit, I mean every spirit that's contrary to the word of God. We pray a deaf ear, open their ears that they hear and clearly what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Give them a heart after you. Take out a heart of stone and a heart of flesh. Those that do know you, God, don't let them get swayed by manipulated by the things that are going on around them and the bullying spirits and everything else that's happening. God, save, deliver, set free, encourage, build up in Jesus' name. Give them joy and peace in you. Lord, I thank you so much for just covering them under the blood as well as us and their children, their families. God, we just praise you. Bless every warrior on this line. Bless them in a supernatural way. Let this year be like none other year in blessings as they get stronger in you and obedient to you and submitted to you and committed to you. No matter what nobody say or don't say, God, help or do, let them be a determined, God, my light gonna shine for you. In Jesus' name, help us to pray one for another, respect one another, give you the glory, walk in intelligence and integrity. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hallelujah for the joy and the peace.
Amen and amen. Praise the Pastor Buddy. Bless her right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glorify you again, God. I thank you, glory to God. Like my sister just sung that song. Let's be anchored in him.
Be strong in the Lord, girl.
Yes, Lord. God
strong
is
in the Lord,
thank
girl.
You,
that's where the joy and that's where the strength come when you praise him.
Hallelujah.
Singing that song tonight.
Jesus.
There it goes, Sister McCormick, baby. There it goes.
Hallelujah.
Glory
God
to God. She was giving
you.
God praise.
Yes. That's what
through the storm,
you,
she was giving him praise, girl. Through the storm.
Mother.
But thank God.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Praising God.
We bless you all. And angels, Lord, that bless you all and have a marvelous and wonderful week. We thank God for you, and we love you, and thank God that you continue to press and pursue in the Lord. Amen. Have a good night, good week, good month, good year. Shalom. Shalom.
Bye, dear. Shalom to everyone. Love you guys.
We love you.
God bless
you. Bless God.
Good night.
Bless the Lord. Good night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy, holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Word of every praise. Great is thou faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus.